But why didn't he say so? So I suggested, no, he really means Erevas Dava, but that's why did he say Dvar Erevah? That's the Beis Shammai. I said, no, I said, he means Erevas Dava. Erevas Dava means either Dvar Erevah Kipshuto, or it means Pritzus, as the Gemara says. You see, Pritzus is Mitzvah Lagarsha. Alright? So guess what? My reasoning yesterday was, if you're going to make a distinction between Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni, you can't be talking about such stark terms. According to Beis Shammai proper, who says it's an Iser Gomer, like as if it's one of the real, it's one of the, we'll call it a specific Iser, to divorce the woman, except for Tvar Erva, it doesn't make much sense to distinguish between Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni. Rishon and Sheni is, you know, I don't want to use the term because it's a dirty word, but what they call in America today situational ethics, which means that Rishon and Sheni, what's the difference between Rishon and Sheni? Rishon is a stronger relationship than Sheni, right? Rishon, we saw the Pre-Chodesh said that it's not only Rishon for him, it's Rishon for her. It's a whole different story. A person gets married at a young age, and this is his wife, and presumably, you know, the mother of his children, and this is a strong relationship. You've seen in your lifetime Zivik Shenis, and it's a different world, you know. Later in life, I mean, again, usually, by and large, later in life, and it's already often, whatever. You understand the difference between Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni. It's a difference. So that makes sense if we're not discussing an absolute, firm prohibition. This doesn't mean it's not also with Daraisa. Frankly, if you ask me, the Issa Daraisa really is V'haftar Efa Kamala. That's what it really boils down to. When he is dying. But the Gemara does say in Kiddushin, if you remember, on that Mem Aleph, that also the other Makadosh Isha Asha Yirhena, prohibited for a man to marry a woman. Can I help you, sir? Until he sees her. Now, Kiddushin could be done by a Shliach, that's the kind of Isha Makadosh Bo Bishlucho. So there's a Shliach, no problem, you save a hassle. So, no, Asha Yirhena. Why, says the Gemara? Because otherwise, Shemalot Tim Tzachain Ben Avi Garshena V'Torah Amrav Achter Echa Kamocha. That means that interpersonal relationships in general are governed by V'Achter Echa Kamocha. And if you violate that, you're in violation of an Issa Daraisa. Right? The word Isser may not be in the same way as the Losocha Kol Nevela, but still, it's what we would call an Issa Daraisa because you're doing something which you really shouldn't be doing. Okay? That's what it goes down to. The Pesukim of Divrei Kabbalah are just, you know, you don't learn anything Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Deviyin. Ein Navi Rishon L'Chadash. Malachi is telling you the Chidushin. Malachi is giving you, filling itself with the blanks as to what is the Ahavta Echa Kamocha in marriage. So Malachi is telling us, and the Gemara said on the base, the distinction between Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni within this context of Ahavta Echa Kamocha, your commitment to it, to an Eishes Neurim, to Eishes Brisecha, as it puts it in the last words of the sugya of the Masechta, is stronger than to Zivik Sheni, and therefore you can't break that commitment unless things are really radical. What does radical mean? So the Gemara originally thought, according to Beis Shammai, you need Shneidim Shazinsa, and the Gemara says no. It could be according to some even a plain dovar, something wrong, and perhaps it's a mitzvah lagash if there's a priestess. Okay. So the Gemara draws a distinction with this. In that, in the second marriage, we say that if you say you don't like it, so you're out. It's not the same kind of a commitment. That's the basic thrust. Now, look at the base mayor. I'm reading to you what he says. Almost the same Yisod, but he a little different than me. But the Yisod is there. This is as follows. So the Rambam passed the halacha kebeis hillel in the parish of Mishnah, and he quotes Beis Shammai's lashon. How can it be? Look at how he says a beautiful lashon. Bishlam beis hillel sheshamu lashon zami beis shamai umais l'rayim mikra. And they didn't quote the pasuk in Malachi. He only quoted the pasuk in Dvarim. And of course, here's my line. Gamo chilku ben zivik rishon l'sheni. That's my whole yisod. Then I'm alpha. There's no distinction between rishon and sheni. Shapir nishma derand leigarish hakavana leiser torah. Iser torah is a formal iser, like what you call a shalpa koyamav almost. The only difference being that in one case, kol yama, one case not kol yama, that's what the Gemara seems to say. So they have a lachi pligi. They say, no, mutter bishem davar. The only Erev is davar. They argue, because Beis Shammai is so extreme, as it's presented in Amad Aleph, that they still have compelled to say, no, you have it all wrong. Erev is davar means, oh, Erev, oh, davar. Masha enkel adidan, which means, what does adidan mean? Amad beis, it's mamash my word. A distinction of alpha and amad beis. Sh'af the beis hillel, imshe sone imshem, dover, muzame kabola, shalo yigaresh, shamber kosav lishna de beis shamai. That means you're allowed to quote the lashna beis shamai. But you don't really mean the same as beis shamai. You're saying the approximation of beis shamai. Then he adds, when we call look at him, and look at him, we should mock the forest plucked at the Masnissen, ach, bezivik shein, u bezivik rishin, mode bezilil, ke the cause of I get poshit, vechem psipek abash, be shmul. As I said to you yesterday, that's what we spoke about yesterday, remember that? Two opposite pshatim. You said the other pshat, which we found a reference to the pasuk for which we spoke about, right? About the pre chodesh of the music of Rishmik of Sula also, right? The first, her first also. That was the other way around. That they're only fighting about Zivug Rishon. That makes a half a sense based upon the Pesukim and Chumash, right? He must have a and then a snail Yisha Akron. That's Zivug Sheni. Just that's a beautiful word. But the other way around, take the Poshim Shat in the Mishnah is only Zivug Sheni. And he says, he absolutely chalak with some of the Masnissim by Zivug Rishon Sheni. When we call Shkem, Lefarsh Ach Zivug Sheni, we also we call Shkem, the Pirish Akro. He can't say Pshat of Pasuk is only Zivug Sheni. I'm only to be motivated to the base man. I say, on the Pasuk, he's 100% right. The Pasuk is only talking about Zivug Sheni, that's ridiculous. If anything, as Elliot said yesterday, maybe don't talk about Zivug Rishon. Maybe. Because talking about her Zivug Rishon implied by his Snari Shachar. Maybe. Let's see if there was in the previous history. Okay. But the Pasuk is going only by Zivug Sheni, that's too much to believe. But I don't know if necessarily accept what this base man says with respect to the Mishnah. Because the Gemara and the Beis also know the Mishnah. And the Gemara of Beis is saying pshat in the Mishnah. It's not an independent memory, not new the Mishnah. The Chavurah will argue with Mishnayis. So perhaps the Gemara is interpreting the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is going on Zivug Sheni. Why? Why is that so? Because when it comes to Zivug Rishon, the Gemara seems to say in Amad Beis that everyone agrees that it's not, you shouldn't divorce or just Hikticha Tavshilo. The bottom line, I'm asking a question. Hikdich Ratav Shilo. Is he allowed to divorce him by Zivug Rishon? Yes or no? What's the difference? Yes or no? So, Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, according to Basilu, is yes. Rama passed like Basilu. But Rama seems to say no. He says, unless Erva's Dover. Hikdich Ratav Shilo is not Erva's Dover. So, something has to give somewhere. So if I would like to split my differences with the Beis Meir. And be masking to him as far as Pirish HaKra. The Kra is going on everything. And therefore, what does it mean? Kod de Beshamei, Erva's Dover means Dvar Erva, everything. So that's an extremist position. In all cases, you cannot divorce to say Edom on Znus. That's rejected. We don't pass in this way. We don't accept it. Right? Then, according to Beis Hillel, it comes out that Erva's Dover means Erva's Dover, which means Pritzus. Right? Pritzus, that's grounds for divorce in any circumstance. Again, that's the stama. The pasuk is going on stama. Erva's dava is always grounds. And now divide Erva, even Erva's dava, preaches. The Rambam says in the next halach, halach of beis, that's always grounds for divorce. Right? That's the only reason to grounds for divorce in any case, in all situations. The pasuk is talking about all situations. But as far as the Mishnah is concerned, when the Mishnah says, Hagdicha tafshilo, so the Gemara, the last Gemara of Esechah says, no. The Mishnah is referring to Zivug Sheni. And Zivug Sheni Kdicha Tavshilo. And if I'm phrasing it, because that Zivug Sheni, he's not, he doesn't like her. Why doesn't he like her? Not for no reason, not because he found a prettier girl. He doesn't like her because he preferred the soup. So therefore, that's grounds for divorce in Zivug Sheni. In Zivug Rishon, it's Eino Royal the Gash if she burned the soup. Why? As I said before, it's a Kibim Nisa Daraisa. Not in a formal Daraisa L'Yucha L'Shalcha, but rather based on the V'Hafcha L'Echa Kamocha. And the Divrei Kabbalah, I'm a furish what the pasuk has in mind in its most general sense. That's how I understand. A little bit different than a lot of points like him. Since he agrees that my plug is Amen Alpha and Beis, I don't use those words. But and I think he's right about Pirush HaKra has to be stopped. That was my holy soul yesterday. But as far as the Mishnah is concerned, I think we should better say that the Mishnah is going on the Gemara. The one Amen Beis learns is going on the Zivug Sheni. Kachazer. I understand, that's right. Very often the Gemara explains the Mishnah in a way which you wouldn't know. It's like we sell by Chanukah, Chasur, Mechsur. You know, the Mishnah gives stam and you have to learn, you know, you're wrong to tell you what the Mishnah really means. Kenan Yonir Ali. I think it's a good pshat. Like the base mayor, I feel better. I thought I was the only meshugan in this pshat. I'm still a little bit meshugan. He doesn't go into my whole pshat of Erez Dov and Zvar Erva, and he's still, but I like his pshat about Amad Alef Meis seeming to be different. I like his part about the pasuk is stomach. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, I may disagree. And the idea of Erev is dumb and Zvar Erva he doesn't have here, we can put forward as an extra point, which makes his pshat even better. But the Yisod, at least part of the Yisod, the very opening column here in the Sefer Beis Meir. Okay, so I felt good by seeing that after the Shira. I'm sorry I didn't see it beforehand, but I saw it afterwards yesterday afternoon. Okay, that's point number one. This is what the Beis Meir says. I think it's a nice shot. Okay. Now, it seems to me a riot in my Yisod that although the Rambam says lo yigarash adam es ishto, unless mosav erev hazdavar, that it's really part of your hafta. If it's a deraisa, as we saw, the Mishnah Melech proved. I looked up the Shuvas Harashba in the Beis Yosef Reish Chof Kes, Shuvas Haran rather. Couldn't tell it so clearly one way or the other. Not so simple. Talking about someone who swears not to divorce his wife. It's not so clear. I have to be an expert in the Nichos Medarim as well as the Nichos Gerishim. I don't want to draw any firm conclusions. But the Rambam has in Halach Chafalaf starts off La Yisa Adam Isha Vedat La Garsha. That's Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Beis Rambam Lo Yitia Yoshev Es Tachta V'Misham Shoso Vedat La Garsha. And then Lo Yigarash Adam Ishtar Rishon, etc. Now what's the common denominator? All three are back to back. The Mechabes three Sif and the Rambam's in one Halach. If the Lo Yigarash was a Lav D'Oraisa with a specific Pasuk, wouldn't belong in the first part that allowed the rise of a specific pasuk is based upon psukim in purely exclusively psukim in Navi, right? So the Gemara, Rav Osai, open the Gemara, you see that the Gemara quotes his din on that Tzadi Amid Aleph exclusively based on a pasuk in Navi, not quoting any pasuk in Chumash as it does for the original halacha of the Mishnah, right? Al Tachre Shariyach Harav Uyashem LeBetach Itach, the pasuk in Mishle. It's not right. The Malibo Lagarsh of Yosheva Stachta Mashamashal Salmao, was this a bad thing? Of course it's a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. What kind of thing is it? Here's again the answer. It's a violation of Yahafta L'Recha Kamocha, but the Yahafta L'Recha Kamocha is a very general halacha, and there's a specific subset of Yahafta L'Recha Kamocha, which is found in a Pasuk in Mishlei, which the Gemara quotes. So the Nias Dayat, in fact, the Rambam quoted the earlier din in the same halacha, the same breath, means that's also true over there. It's part of Yahafta L'Recha Kamocha, and it's specifically derived from the Pesukim in Malachi. That's the see a riot from the Rambam. It's a tak also daraisa, because of Atarecha Kamocha, as the Mishnah Melech proved, the Hagos Mishnah Melech. But it's not based on Kimotz of Erev Hazdavar. No, Erev Hazdavar is just a generality, right? That doesn't make a specific prohibition. Erev Hazdavar means, as the Rambam says, if it's just Prutza, so you have to get rid of it. That's the next. The next Gemara. The Gemara says, the last line of the daf, Adam Rosh, Ishto, Shiyot, the Rosh of Peru, the Tavah Beshuk, Upruma Bishnei Tzadeh, Rechetz, Ibnei Adam, Ibnei, Zu Mitzvah Menatar Olegash, Shinema, Kimotz, Erev Azdavar. This is not Znus. The Gemara says, Kimotz, Erev Azdavar. That means, this is Rambam is basing himself on, Kvitzus, Mitzvah Menatar Olegash. Again, it's one of the 240 mitzvahs I say. Again, that doesn't mean mitzvah min haTorah. It means it's the right thing, because this marriage is not going to work. And similarly, issa min haTorah, so it means it's one of the 365 lavin. It means it's not after Echa Kamocha. That's the words min haTorah mean in this context. Oh. So that's what Rambam quotes his din of Al Tachrosh. Oh, Yacharov, we say Levetach Itach in the same halacha, the same paragraph as the issa of Gerishim. If he didn't find the Erev Hazdavar, it's a violation ultimately of a half the Recha Kavah. That's what it really means. Okay, Kenya really. No, I understand. The Gemara does say for half the Recha Kavah in this context, the context of someone who's marrying a woman without seeing her, where you're afraid she's not going to be nice in his eyes, and he's going to divorce her.
I mean, the Gemara Sanhedrin, when it talks about Baruch Yisi Yavetz, every time the Gemara comes on Baruch Yisi Yavetz, it's about the Gemara, but like, 100 times it's also again.
Right. You're right. Okay, but there are other, look, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Ovel that you have all these mitzvahs of Gemilas Chasadim, which you know, Bikacholim and the Voyas on Mace, and Chasorachim, the whole series, and all this is included after Efer Kamal. That means, what does that mean? That means a specific category is Rabbana. But it's all included in the general Daraisa pattern of after Kamocha. So maybe here too. It's a specific prohibition of Divrei Kabbalah, right? But it's really under the general category and framework of the after Kamocha. That's how I understand this Kamocha, your Rambam anyway. I think I said, and I think that's what we pass from the Halacha. Because it's Shulchanos, it's Mikvah and Rambam. No. It's Daraisa. After Kamocha. The specific particular detail is derived from Divrei Kabbalah, from Pesukim and Navi and Malachi. But Malachi is not Rasha L'Chadash Davar, we know that. Navi can't be L'Chadash Davar at all. It's only the same Pshat, what pre-existed. So it exists on a level of Daraisa in general. How the person is dealing with his wife properly. The specifics, the first wife and the second wife, and what kind of Avla is being done, and is any Avla being done, and no. That's filled in by Malachi. But it's all going back to a pre-existing code of law called after Efer Kamocha. That's how I understand this Rambam. And the same thing with Yisurim. Al-Tachash also based upon, ultimately upon that. Let's now discuss here in this grand finale today some of the particulars of this din, which is very much the opening din in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat, Eben Ezer, Hilchos Gittin, the opening din, and let's talk about it a little bit. Interesting question. And we're in the very opening siv, is this three few words. That's a person shouldn't marry a woman with the intention to divorce her. Okay, that makes sense. But says the Gemara, says the Mechaber. So look, the Rambam did not quote. The Modi Oh Betchila Shel Hu Nosei Also LeYamin Mutter. Unbelievable. He tells her, "I'm only marrying you for a week." It's an amazing Gemara. Yivamos, which is based on the source, it's in the quoted. Yivamos of Lamed Zayin quoted on the side. Kama Rabban and the Avdeyah. Good thing that the new Jewish newspapers didn't pick it up. The rabbis would get married for a week. What's the pshat, these rabbis? The rabbis were, they were happily married at home. And then they went out to some, who knows, far off place. And there were all kinds of temptations. And they went to Chasham in Nichshol. So they married, they found, before I'm in a Gershon. So they found, they got married for a week. I can't say I can do such a thing. What if she has a baby? Right. Right, I understand that, but so it means he's not going to live with her, only going to marry her. Okay. If that's what it means, that's what it means. And you don't believe in immaculate conception. So if he doesn't live with her, there's not going to be any babies. But as the case may be. But the Mechaber says, stop. The Mechaber doesn't say. The Modia Betchila Shunoshi also Yamim Mutter. The Mechaber doesn't say anything about the specifics of what happened there and what is permissible, what is not permissible. It's remarkable. We'll see soon that there are those who claim that the Mechaber was much too Mekater over here and he meant things which he didn't really say. Maybe. We'll get to that a little bit later. Now, the question now becomes, in Siv Beis, Lo Tia Yoshev Es Tachtov V'Misham Shosu V'Daz Lo V'Gash. That's a quote of the Rambam, verbatim based on Gemara. Says the Chalkas Mechokek, Ef Shashim Hodiyo V'Daz Lo V'Gash Shalach Azman Ein B'Ze Yisr. Levetach means it's a you know, the two people aren't on the same page, as they say today in America. He thinks he's divorcing her tomorrow. She thinks she's secure 120 years. That's what they call today an unequal relationship. That's, you know, that's what they get people get in trouble for today in the newspapers. When they say, you know, I was consensual. Oh no, but he's the boss, she's an employee. So it's not an equal relationship. So that's where they get into trouble with the law, quote unquote, with the ethics, the chule. So maybe that's a child over here too. It's not fair. They're living together, and he knows his appointment tomorrow with the lawyer to divorce her, and she knows nothing of the sort. It's unequal. It's not, if it's not right. That's what's prohibited. But if you would tell her in advance, honey, tomorrow I'm going to the lawyer to file divorce papers. Let's have fun one more night. All right? So then maybe it's not an issa, because she knows exactly what the score is. That Tamar is the lawyer. This is their quote unquote last stand before they separate. So maybe it's not an issa. It's just a chalkas mechalkik. Mu yesh lechalek. He says no. It's not comparable to the sif aleph. Why? The shani in betchila nisrates lios esel zman mugbol some of the kibla. She agreed in advance. Avok shehodiyah hakach. Shadat al-Lagarshi, after 20 years of marriage and 5 kids, Tamar is a lawyer. Malo lasos. What should she do? Veliba mitzta'eres pekirba. And she really is very upset. Vikarina and bay al-tachwash al-reyacharo. So therefore, the Chelkos Malka is not sure what the din is in this kind of a case. This is besupik. If he notifies her after 20 years of marriage that Tamar are getting divorced, may they continue to live together normally in the interim or not? First he says yes, then he says maybe no. That's point number one. Point number two. Umalashon Yosheves Tachlev Misham Shoso. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. The Gemara's Lashon on Aftzadi Amad Aleph is Yosheves Tachlev Misham Shoso. That's what Rambam got it from. What does that mean? She says the Chelkos Mechokek, Mashma. Taino Shabolel Hudiki Surah to Al Tachosh. From Lashon Tashmish. Avalim ainu ba'al le'al leka yisurah b'dat al-gasha. Afa pish yoshevus levetach ito. Mi'u yesh litchos. Maybe what she's doing all the, you know, the normal married life is there. She's taking care of his, making his breakfast, lunch, and supper, and doing his laundry. But there's no relation between the two of them. There are marriages like this. It exists. So maybe that's not even a problem. No, this is mi'u yesh litchos. Maybe it is a problem. Sorry, the Kivek goes to Ravid, who says, you better to problem. Lo al bil levat koma. Ala filo al shimush achim, Misham Shosu, Misha makes a breakfast. Sarach lo dio. Kim tirtu le shevas tachtav teshev. Aha. So it's good news and bad news. The bad news is the prohibition exists even for breakfast, lunch, and supper. The good news is, if he lets her know, and she continues to stay, then it's okay.
What's okay?
Ah. Is it okay breakfast, lunch, and supper? Or even Tashmish, Mamish is okay. That he doesn't say. Let's get the impression it's all okay. Oh, that's a very good question. That's what we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But be patient. This is what it says over here in the Hagos of the Kivega, quoting from the Ravid. Quoting from the Ravid. Oh. I, Maesh lo lasos. But the answer was, yes, lasos. She can say, no, thank you. I'm not going to serve you breakfast, lunch, and supper. I'm not going to have tashmish with you. That's what she could do. I then she's sort of a, she's stuck neither here nor there. Okay, but she has that choice. She wouldn't be a moredis. If he said, I'm divorcing you tomorrow, but I'm divorcing you in 2.5 years. But meanwhile, until then, she'll be my wife. And do everything the wife is going to say, are you crazy? If they came to my bed, and I would say, you're out of your mind, mister. What are you, you're mamash out of your mind. Expect her to see your wife for 2.5 years, and then you'll tell her now. Don't show any kindness. I'm going to chuck you then. So if they got married on that basis, no. That's just some of the kibla. But in the middle of the marriage, the guy might say, you know, honey, our kids are now are just about marriageable age. So let's stay together. It will be perfectly lovey-dovey. You'll do everything for me. And blah, 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 blah. As soon as the last child gets married, we'll get divorced. The next morning, we'll have a get. After the Shevet Brachos, we'll have a get. And she'll say, she might have moved out of his room and won't give him breakfast or lunch or supper. If she came to me, the couple, I'd say she's right. Sugar nut. So that, Bayesh Lalasos, she'd go on strike. I mean, she's still Nebuch, you know, it's not a good situation. But this is how he's going to, this is his language. You can't deal with other people. So that's what, I mean, it's not ideal, but she has an option to do that, like, so then if she decides, no, look, all right, she'll have a good time for the next 2.5 years and live as a regular wife, she's done for the last 20 years. That's her choice. That would be the way which we can partially deflect the Chelkos Mechokes, very good point, of Mayesh Lo Lasos. But now comes Eliyahu with a bombshell kasha, which the Beis Shmuel talks about. The Gemara says in Masechta Nedarim that there were b'nei teisha midos. There were 9 kinds of relationships between man and wife which are terrible. And if they are if you do it, it can lead to the children being pogrom. It's a whole discussion of these nine middos. And it's quoted in the Lachon Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ez and Simon Chaf Hei. What daf is it? Chaf Med Beis in the Dara. I don't know all nine by heart, but I'll tell you. Read it from the Gemara. The relations between husband and wife are prohibited in the following nine cases. B'nei Ema. That means he's somehow a fearful character, and she's just somehow scared of him. In general, b'nei anusa chas v'shalom, his ma'anisa, his own wife, that's also terrible. It's been known to happen, unfortunately. B'nei smua, he hates her, and he still has relations. B'nei nidui, chayrim. B'nei tamura, he's involved with one wife and he thinks it's another wife. That's an interesting situation. All right. B'nei Meriva, they're fighting right now. Just attempted a fight. B'nei Shichrus, he's drunk. B'nei Grusha Salev, Shagama B'libo Lagarsha, says the Ran. B'nei Erbuvia, many men, whatever it is. B'nei Chatzufa, that she's demonstrated extra chutzpah in this area. The kids are, these are the, I think, the nine cases. So the kash is raised. The b'nei shalelim, b'nei gusha salev, is a separate prohibition. So what are you talking about over here in the sugya about the intricacies in and out of datol the garsha atachas l'riachara? Asterit alt b'nei gusha salev.
10 of them.
Huh? I got the 10?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what happened. So, whatever. So for the simplest answer is the pre-Chodesh answer. Is it Taino Mach? That's what it means. This Gemara and that Gemara are the same thing. But that pre-Chodesh never occurred to the Beis Shmuel. He gives, I think, three or four other answers to this question. And it's a whole literature. It says as follows. He says, one answer is, we're talking only about Mesham Shasso, meaning even breakfast, lunch, and supper. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. There's not an Easter of Negush and Salev. But there's an Easter of Al-Takosh. That's the first answer. That's what the Prisha says. Problem is, that how is it looked in the first line? Well, Yisra Adam Isha Vedat and Legarsha. The Mahodiya is mutter, and Pashas in the Mishkab is mutter, even if there's Tashmish, Pashas. So the question becomes, how can it be? It's a B'nei Gushas Alek. So you have to say, as the Pesachet Shuvia quotes in the Mishnah Lamelech, in the Chosisir Biya, that interesting. The nature of the Easter of B'nei Gushas Alek is because he's already thinking of his next wife. Can you imagine this? The man has this one wife who's planning to divorce tomorrow, and in his mind he's already thinking about prospects for the next wife. That's called a terrible thing of like a kind of B'nai Tzmura kind of thing. Think about another woman, which is terrible. But if he has no intention of that type, he's not going to plan to marry somebody else, that's it. He's not going to plan to remarry at all. Or, as Yavin Sifal, if he has another wife in a different place, he's not going to marry someone else later on. This is it. So then, he's no Yisuf Gush Saleh. The Mishnah Melech says that the Mechaber, although he says, is only referred to a case of the Gemara where he already has another wife in a different place. He's not planning to marry somebody else. His wife not thinking about that wife right now. She's too far away. That's his problem. And therefore, then it would be mutter. So that's the case that the Pesach Shuvah quote of Mishnah Melech is right. So then, this is pointed out on the footnotes in the new edition by Dagos. Or a Baruch Frankel, I think it's in the old edition also. We tell you, look at that Mishnah Lamelech. So, kids, that's what he seems to be saying. So, if he tells that he's going to divorce her, then perhaps we could argue that Tashmish is mutter. There's no B'nei Gush Saleh because he's not thinking about another woman right now. That's the second answer. Again, the question was, how is it possible in any circumstance Tashmish is mutter without sugya? What happens at the Easter of Gush Saleh? So the answer, the first answer is that exactly the issur here is an issur kedushas halev, and all the details here are defining that prohibition at the pre-kaddish. Beis Shmuel's first answer is if he doesn't plant. Actually, that's not the Beis Shmuel's answer. It's the Mishnah the Melech's answer in effect, the Baruch Frankel's answer in effect is Prisha's answer that if he doesn't plan not think about a second wife, there's no issur kedushas halev. The Beis Shmuel himself said like a distinction. I don't understand this distinction. He's divorcing her now or later. I'll read you the words. I don't understand it. B'nei teshem midus hanegush talev ayri be'eis shebo oleho dato legarsh. V'kan, ayri she dato legarsh l'zman hamumbo. U'v'eis shebo le'ein dato legarsh. V'kom kovosem Hashem al tachash, etc. What does that mean? Is it divorced in a minute, in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year? I don't understand what the difference is. Must be something. I don't understand. What does it mean? Ain't that with the garish? He says he is something with the garish. It's not this minute. I still don't understand what the words mean. I'm missing something. Give him a look. This is Beis Shmuel Sukkotan Alf. Second answer he gives. This is Beis Shmuel give. Kushnas Alev is not an Isser. All it says is your kids are no good. But if they're no kids, using birth control, there's no problem. So the Mishnah Lamelech, again, quoted by Vizchit Shuvah, and Mr. Kotten Allah says, that's not true. We paskin that the B'nai Tisha Minister, even if it's not going to lead to a child, although it's formulated in Banim Pagumim, that she's already pregnant, or she's a post-menopausal, whatever, she's not going to have a child. The Yisurim exists nonetheless. So the second Teretz of Beis Shmuel is rejected by Halacha as well. A third Teretz in Beis Shmuel is Gush HaSalev means a person who they force him to divorce his wife. So the Torah sounds like you're saying in Simon Chafei. And here we're not referring to that kind of a case. Strange word. What compelled the Torah to say the strange Ukimta? Because he was bothered by the Kasha. It says, B'nai Snua. Isn't every B'nai Gushalev a Snua? If he's going to divorce her, presumably he hates her. So when he had an extra case, one of the nine meters, just say Snua. You already said Snua. So he answered by saying, no, he loves her. But the Bez is going to force him to divorce her for whatever reason. His bad breath, I don't know what, there are all kinds of reasons that the Gemara has in the Tzubis. That's his answer. Then it'll remain a snua. So back to the original question. What kind of terrorist is this? Oh, that, if not for the Torah, I would have said that there are people who divorce their wives who don't hate them at all. Just can't tolerate them, just can't handle them. I've offered that case of divorce. Do you hate him or I love him? So why are you divorcing him? I just can't. I can't live this kind of life anymore. I love him. I care for him. I want him. I want him to do well. But I just can't handle it. You know, the guy is sick, or the guy is a problem, or whatever problem that he has. I would say that's a gush day without being a snoo. No, just from I've had many such instances. Not every divorce that you hate the guy. You know, when you say that I hate his or her guts. Using Americanism. No. I find many good qualities about him or her. I just can't handle. They have certain chesaron. Maybe not the person's fault. Born with a certain problem, got sick with a certain problem. I just can't handle anymore. That's not a, not an every Gush HaLev is a snua. That's what I would have said. Without, not for the tour. Now I have a couple of just questions before we conclude. A few brief questions. What happens if he's not sure he wants a divorce? He's thinking of divorce. A couple comes to me sometimes, and the man comes to me and says, no, I'm thinking of divorcing my wife. I say, no, Chassid, show what you're doing. Well, I didn't say for sure, Rabbi. I'm just, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to have some counseling. I should go this, I should go. Does he have any prohibition? Let's say his wife doesn't know anything about it. I don't think that's what he meant. I don't think so. That's gosh, my mugri, it sounds like it's definite. That's what it sounds like. What if he's not sure? My svar is as follows. If she knows of her husband's sphakis, she knows, right? He's totally told her, you know, this marriage is in trouble. And she knows that there's a possibility that it's on its last legs. She doesn't know for sure. He doesn't know for sure. I think they're allowed to continue to live together. On the contrary, sometimes a physical relationship is what's keeping them together. And they keep together for many years. But it seems to me, that he is likely, that if he knows that he's 50% chance of divorce. She knows nothing. She is, thinks, you know, she has nothing. She knows nothing. Zero. Until one fine day, 50% chance, she'll find out the divorce papers on the table. She has absolutely no clue there's any, this is in his heart. That's, again, I'm going with my general gut feeling of what's included in Vatkar Echa Kamochan and based upon our Tachrosh, based upon the Sugya. That's point number one. I have a second question. Halacha Lamais. She wants to get divorced. He knows nothing about it. You don't find us anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. What means she wants it? Who's she? She's nobody. She can't divorce him. But you know, in today's world, we know very well that if she wants a divorce, likely she's going to get it. So she's certain in her mind, there's no question, she's getting divorced. But, you know, she's waiting until she gets her next promotion. She's waiting until the next tax year. Maybe she's waiting for the kids to get married, but she's getting divorced. She's no doubt in her mind, 100%, I can't stand this guy, I'm getting divorced. Right? Meanwhile, she's still married to him. Is she permissible to live with her husband normally, knowing she's getting divorced? He knows nothing. He's clueless. He's lovey-dovey. He's going to be mitzvah, maybe some shana. And she doesn't tell him anything. So I thought, it's the same story. That if she knows for a fact, then I would say it's awesome. So what's she going to do? She has to tell him. If he knows for a fact, she has to tell her. Then, if they both decide to continue to live together, that's alright. I think that's what we saw before. Mayesh lalasas. Yeah, yes lalasas, ain lalasas, etc. But it seems to me that if she doesn't know, she's not 100% sure. Again, if she tells him, I think it's mutter for sure. But if she doesn't tell him, I think it's even that would be awesome. Truth to tell, the Chochmas Shlomo has an interesting line over here. The Choray Anira is that the Haino Davka Bismana Shas Tohayu Rasha and the Garish Bal Karcha. Oz came with the Yochel Garsha. So then, Oslo the Chzika without the Garsha. It would be terrible Avla. Avla Bismana Zeh, She'enu Yochel Garsha Bal Karcha. In Canaan Be'emes Sonny also, Mayesh Lalasos. Kevan she'ena yochel legarsha, v'leishem kach b'li ona, also lemat onasa v'yovel de'averus. So b'chay gav nemdat legarsha, kishe yefaisena ein nisim b'dava. The mayesh lo lasis am nilom ha'atzochein b'yenov. Right. Kamez banazel lo shayach zeh klal. He can't divorce her. Kach near the fear is daiti nocha. Wow. Again, he's basing himself on what we call a common sense approach. What's he going to do? He tells me, I want a divorce. He says, I'm not taking a divorce. All right? So we'll meander along for another 20 years. What's he going to do? To separate himself from the physical relationship he might be considered to be a moraid. And the side not going to end up with a virus. What?
He told
us. But we already pointed out that the Chelkos Mechokek suggested that even if he tells her that he wants a divorce, there's a problem. So the Chelkos Shlomo, that was the old days when we told her he could do it unilaterally. Today when he tells her, she tells him back, sorry Charlie, I will never accept a divorce from you. Ever. So you may as well just get resigned to this relationship. Okay? I hate you, I want to divorce you. If you say yes, anytime you change your mind, I'll be happy to come the next day to the Rav and do the get. Meanwhile, he's not going to fight her in Bezdin in the court, so they hang together for 20 more years. So he says, what's going to do? He says, he shouldn't, even though he would love to divorce her, as soon as she says yes, she's not saying yes so fast. So let her be together. That's what the Chochmas Shlomo says. And if that's the case, from her perspective, she should be mutter, because she can't initiate the divorce at all. This is what he says, an interesting chiddush. So I guess you're right, everything's on the table, that's what you mean. No secret to be kept one from the other. So that's another story. Once they tell each other their intention, I want a divorce you. She says, I'm not going to take the get. You can't do it because of a man of gash. She says, I want a divorce from you. So I'll never, ever give you a get. You can either be with me or remain in Aguna. So she said, okay, I'll settle for you. So these kinds of cases, he's saying there's no, as long as they know about it, it's not an aver. It's a good svar. This is all relevant. Well, unfortunately, we find, which was just a little meeting last night about some of these inyanim, the couples are breaking up at the beginning stages of breaking up. I remember counseling a couple. I was sitting there, they eventually did get divorced after 20 years and quite a few children. A very sad situation. And I'm sitting there, and I was sitting in a meeting with the people. They're talking about the possibility of divorce, back, yes, no, and a hin and a hair and a who and a ha. And this is what's going on at Mamash. Sitting there for an hour with them. And then things got a little worse. And then the man tells me, I don't like to talk about these personal things, says the man to me, but you should know that evening that we were sitting with you together for an hour to talk about divorce, a hin and a hair, should know that that was in the shul. But in the bedroom, it was like everything was fine. It was tashmish right afterwards. So I was thinking to myself, is that also that mutter what went on? Here to talk about divorce, right? And then, they both, I guess, agreed to this relationship. So I was wondering, is it also was a mutter? I mean, it's a little bit mutter. It struck me as being the wrong thing to do. But our pialacha, what's it in? I think that it's hard to answer it. I mean, maybe through the physical relationship they thought they might be lead to a reconciliation. Maybe. In any event, what I was thinking was, at least, in my opinion, they may remain in the same bedroom. But these separate bedroom marriages that exist, or there are different bedrooms, and there's some situations where there may be an isu yichud. Would that apply? Not in these kinds of cases. Because here, although she says today, I will never be with you again, or he says whatever, maybe you change your mind tomorrow. People have been known to change their minds. Because if you know to change their minds, so I don't think it's an isser as such. There could be an isser. Let's say she refuses to go to the mikvah. I'm not going to the mikvah. Many of this happens very often. That's the first sign. She's not going to the mikvah. I said, why should she go to the mikvah? She already is told she's not going to be with you anymore. She's not going to make her. So the question will be, maybe the Nisi Yichud al Isha Nida. Although the Gemara tells us that Suga Basha Shanim is no Yisir of Yichud in Mishto Nida. Why? Because it's Yesh Lehetel Le'achas Man, the Torah points out. But here, maybe there's no Hetel Le'achas Man because she says, I'm never going again. Maybe we should say no. She can change her mind. They can convince her to go again. I know of such cases also. Couples fighting, screaming, yelling, mamish, I'm called an emergency like a fireman. Gewalt! Next thing you know, a kid is born. I mean, a year later, a kid is born. And then they get divorced the next year. I'm talking about real life cases. It's sad. People change their minds back and forth. Well, this was a mistake. I shouldn't have. People, they're only boss of a dumb. And people make mistakes, alternative mistakes in retrospect in these areas on a regular basis. But we have to learn what the halachas are, which is what the topic of this year. So I will now close the Gemara with the Shulchan Aruch, speak a little bit about the Inyan of the Yom. This is Parshas Shmos, yes. Sure.
I think when he's unsure,
in my opinion, if a man has in his mind, he said, what are your chances of getting divorced? It's 50%. And you ask her, just stop it, that's it. The chance of divorce. Wow, my marriage is rock solid, we have 100%, we'll never get divorced. That's not a fair relationship. That's like the Goyim saying, he's the boss and she's a... It's not fair. That's not a fair relationship. It's not, I think it's a violation of the rest of the world. You're asking a good question. That's a very good question. He's asking, the guy that's in his mind has a 50% chance of divorce. He's counting in his own mind. So what does he do as far as his wife is concerned? If he tells her, you're saying, that could lead to a greater chance of divorce. Right? But what he tells her. If he doesn't tell her, and he doesn't live with her, that's somewhat the nicer. Only way he can keep his cover is if he lives a normal life. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's an ultimate after Echakamokhan in the strongest sense. Gotta think about that. Maybe you're right. I tell you, I didn't think of that nekuda. Maybe you're right. Since it may increase the chances of keeping the marriage alive, maybe it would be more difficult to guess. It's a good point. Oh.